while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Thursday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. A death investigation is underway in St. Paul. More than 130 unionized doctors at Allina Health's Mercy and Unity Hospitals are threatening to strike. And Minnesota musicians will have the spotlight at this weekend's Taste of Minnesota Festival. But first, the city of Minneapolis is launching a plan to shut down open-air drug markets. That plan includes a partnership with several indigenous organizations to not only enhance public safety, but increase opportunities for healing and recovery throughout Minneapolis. Vin Dion is a member of the community who's in recovery.
Our elders are living in fear right now. We have single mothers out here that are worried for their children. We have people in recovery that are having a hard time staying sober because they come out here and they see all the open-air drug usage.
Assistant Police Chief Mark Klukow said that open-air drug use will not be tolerated.
Using narcotics outside is illegal. Soliciting sex from children is illegal. Defecating outside, robbing people, assaulting folks, and peddling narcotics to very vulnerable people, it's all illegal.
The plan is to install more cameras to monitor activity and more police on patrol to arrest dealers and users. Owatonna police say a man suffered a self-inflicted gunshot wound last night after opening fire at police. WCCO's Mark Fry.
That incident got underway around 8:20 last night with an initial traffic stop where police found a person in crisis. That individual drew a firearm and opened fire at police before fleeing. The 36-year-old suspect later stopped in the 200 block of West McKinley Street in Owatonna, prompting a standoff and shelter-in-place order. That suspect later shot himself and was taken to a hospital shortly after midnight. No officers were injured.
A death investigation is underway in St. Paul after two people were found dead on the city's west side. St. Paul police found the adult male and juvenile male dead at around 1:45 p.m. on the 100 block of Robert Street South. Homicide investigators are working the case, police adding there's no threat to the public and they're not looking for any suspects. The Minnesota State Patrol says a 61-year-old Minneapolis woman was killed when she fell out of a vehicle and was ran over by another's car yesterday morning on westbound I-94 and Highway 65 near downtown Minneapolis. It happened at 2:30 a.m. yesterday morning, with the incident closing down the busy stretch of the road for several hours. That woman's name hasn't been released. Dozens of people gathered at the federal courthouse in downtown Minneapolis to rally around 15 protesters who were accused of harassing federal immigration agents in Minnesota earlier this year. Some of them spoke with reporters as they left the courthouse.
They will not silence us. We will grow stronger with every moving day.
Quite annoying, but it's nice to know my government is thinking about me.
All 15 defendants are charged with conspiracy to impede or injure a federal officer, while others are individually charged with stalking, threats, destruction of government property, and assaulting a federal officer. They're all entered into not guilty pleas. More than 130 unionized doctors at Allina Health's Mercy and Unity Hospitals are threatening to strike after negotiations over the past 2 years failed to produce an agreement with the healthcare system. At issue, wages, benefits, and working conditions. Allina Dr. Saul Singh says 90% voted to strike.
The process will be now that we have the authorization to call a strike, we're going to give Allina a chance to come up and offer us a fair contract and good faith bargaining.
Allina Health said in a statement it was disappointed the union chose to engage in this tactic. E. coli concerns have shut down three popular Minneapolis swimming beaches ahead of the 4th of July weekend. Bidé McCoska's North Beach and 32nd Street Beach, along with Hiawatha Beach at Lake Hiawatha, are closed until further notice. Minneapolis Park Board authorities say it's likely these closures will last through the holiday weekend due to persistent rainfall washing bacteria into lakes. Water quality supervisor Rachel Crabb.
The first 24 to 48 hours after a heavy rainfall, bacteria can be high. We still have 9 beaches that are open and operating as usual. So those are the ones we're directing folks to now.
She says park authorities will continue to test the waters to track the changing conditions. If you have a noise complaint this holiday weekend, don't call 911, call 311 instead. Minneapolis Councilmember Latricia Vitas spoke this morning on the Adam and Jordana Show about why this is so important.
This weekend, there's going to be a lot of emergencies, and we need those lines open. So make sure for non-emergencies, you call 311 and report things, but keep the lines open for real emergencies.
Vita also said there will be extra patrols around the city with a coordinated safety plan. Finally, Minnesota musicians will be featured at this year's Taste of Minnesota.
Two stages, two nights, good food and fireworks, and Minnesota musicians. Minneapolis Downtown Council President Adam Dunick with the lineup.
Palisa is one of the headliners, too. I know, a great local band, one of my favorite local acts. You have Dillinger 4. Dessa is really well-known, of course. Brother Elise.
It all starts Friday afternoon at Nicollet and Washington, downtown Minneapolis, wrapping up Saturday with the fireworks at 10. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.